Kerr revved up and shot the car through the mazes of ramps on its way to do as Johnny said. The place had not been much cleaned up since the battle, but hundreds of planes were still there, the thousands of vehicles and mining machines, the dozens of shops for various types of work, and hundreds of storerooms, the bric-a-brac as well as the valuables of 1,000 years of operation. Johnny looked at them speculatively. They were wealth for this planet in the way they could be used to rebuild it. And every mine site had huge and similar stores of material. These things should be preserved and cared for. They were irreplaceable, since the factories that had made them were universes away. But plentiful as they were, they would run out and wear out eventually. Another reason to join the community of stellar systems. He doubted that much of this was made on Cyclo. The Cyclos were exploiters of alien races and terrain. Hadn't they even borrowed their language and technology? Teleportation seemed to be the key to their power. Well, he was working on that. They drew up before the old closet and Angus struggled in with the mineral analysis machine. Johnny fiddled with the breathe gas circulator. They checked their own air masks and shut the door. They told Kerr to take his mask off. Kerr, a trifle apprehensive, yet had the presence of mind to pull out a wad of black waste and block the viewport. Johnny and Angus went right to work.
Oh, it'll only take a second.
They persuaded Kerr to put his head on the mineral analysis plate. He did, but he kept rolling his amber eyes up at them sideways, as though he thought they were a bit crazy. He recalled the machine's use on Johnny, and he tried to tell them he had never been shot in the head much. They worked. Angus had become very expert in adjusting these machines, and he twiddled knobs for different depth settings and focuses.
Crick in my back.
Kerr was getting a crick in his back, bending over, and said so. They shushed him. They turned his head in every direction on the plate. At the end of a sweating 35 minutes, they let him up. Kerr stood there rubbing his neck and trying to get his spine straight again. Johnny looked at him.
Tell us about your birth, Kerr.
Kerr thought this was a bit mad. He opened his mouth to speak and then glanced at the door. He took a device out of his pocket and plunked it against the area beside the viewport. It had a little light sphere on it and would tell them whether anyone was standing outside. Angus checked the intercom set into the panel and turned it off.
Well, I was born of wealthy parents.
Oh, come on, Kerr,
said Johnny.
Truth. We want the truth, not some fairy tale.
Kerr looked a little offended. He sighed in a martyred fashion. He took out a miniature box flask of Krabango and chewed off a small piece. He needed that. He hunkered down against the wall and began all over again.